Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host for Mike Nice, bringing you a variety of programming every week. Join us as we spotlight spoken word poetry, conscious hip-hop, R&B, and bring you live interviews from some of the greats, whether they are known or maybe you need to keep an eye on them for their rise. Tune in every Thursday, 6 p.m. Central on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, or tune in to listen or share a piece at 323-410-0014. Come make the mic nice, and we'll see you on the radio. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and that's right. We're back and better than ever. And I'm telling you, man, you want to stay tuned each and every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can also catch us streaming live on Facebook Live and Periscope. And right now, If you're tuned in on Facebook, we're having a little technical difficulties on that side. But make sure that you can also catch us streaming live on Periscope. All you have to do is look up Lyrical Forte. As well as we also have a call-in number also if you would like to make the mic nice. And make the mic nice is basically for those who would like to share a piece, a spoken word piece, or if they would like to get in on the discussions that we have each and every week. And if you just want to call in and just say what's up or whatever the case may be, if you're not familiar with this platform, man, we would love to have you again each and every Tuesday, man. And I'm looking forward to making the mic nice with you again. I have definitely missed this platform, and I know many of you have also. So, hey, we're definitely looking forward to some great Tuesdays with you. Again, make sure that you tell somebody about it as well. If you're just tuned in, make sure you share this. Make sure you share this. And matter of fact, to get things started, man, I'm just going to play a song, and, hey, we'll be right back with you. Yeah, that's right. Once again, I am your host for the night, Lyrical Forte, here on Mike Nice. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in as we kick off Mike Nice each and every Tuesday right here on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Or you can also call in. Right there is the call-in number at the bottom of the screen, 646-668-8072. And you can also catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope right now. Man, we're going to get to the phone lines, man. We already have a few callers right now on the phone lines right now. And, again, you can call in and share a piece as well. But we're going to go to the first caller, the last four digits of 8178. How are you doing tonight?
Hey,
you're on the line.
Doing
pretty good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Trina.
Trina, thank you for tuning in. Are you going to make the mic nice for us tonight?
I wasn't planning on it, but I could. I got to find something. I just seen it posted on Facebook and thought I'd check it out.
Cool, got you. Well, we definitely appreciate you tuning in. And if you don't mind while you're looking for it, just tell the listeners a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I really haven't looked for nothing yet. I was just trying to actually listen to him tonight. But I'm on Facebook. It's Katrina Goosby, author Katrina Goosby. And I do some children's books as well as poetry. And my pen name, that is Bella Contrella.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I found it something crazy. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, so I'm like at a website at Patrina.com. That's T as in Paul, A-T-R-Y-N-A. And I write poetry and just inspirational stuff and songwriting and stuff. And you can find me on Amazon. Or Bella Contrella or Katrina Goofy.
Okay. Oh dear. And you say you just heard about the show on Facebook?
Well, I just seen the post that you had posted that was saying every Tuesday. And so I just thought I was going to call in and check it out.
Gotcha. And how long have you been writing?
I've been writing since I was young, like a preteen.
Okay.
Poetry.
Well, hey, whenever you're ready, you can make the mic nice.
Okay. Well, I didn't really pull nothing out. I don't even think I got my book out. I don't be remembering them like that. I ain't written it forever.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't know if you can come back to me or not.
That'll be fine.
Okay, appreciate it.
No problem. Whenever you're ready, just press the one button, and it'll put you into the host queue.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And if you just tuned in, you also have the opportunity to make the mic nice as well. All you have to do is just call in to that call-in number right there that's posted on your screen, 646-688-8072. And if you're on the line and you think you're in the host queue, make sure that you press the one button to be put in the host queue. Otherwise, I think that you're just a call-in listener. But again, thank you each and every one of you who are tuned in tonight. I just brought Mike Nice back. I had been, I guess, on a hiatus for a couple of years, and this platform has not only been a blessing to me, but has been a blessing to so many other people too as well. And so I wanted to make sure that I brought this platform back and make it back and bring it back better than ever. And so, you know, if you've listened to the show before, we always say at the end of the show, see you on the radio. And, well, we wanted to make that come true in a sense. And so now we'll be streaming live on Facebook Live and Periscope. So right now we have a few viewers on both of those platforms, as well as you can always call in to listen as well. So we wanted to make it where no matter where you're at, what you're doing, that you can connect with us. And I want this to be a platform for so many things, whether you are a spoken word artist, whether you are an activist, whether you just want to get on good discussion topics, whether, you know, you have something to say, we want to make this platform for you. And excuse me, I know you all might hear me sniffling from time to time, man. I've been pretty good this spring season, you know, as it has come upon us. I've been pretty good with my allergies, and the first day of the show, man, they want to kind of act up. But, hey, we're going to get through it, and I know y'all will get through it with me. But, again, make sure if you would like to make the mic nice, make sure you call in and press the win button once you are locked in so you can get on the host queue, and hey, we can give you the opportunity to make the mic nice. And I have a couple of discussion topics that I have, but I also want to give you the opportunity as well to maybe present something today on Mic Nice in your own right. So if you have a certain topic, you know, we have so much things that are going on today and just, you know, in general with the world and things like that. Or, you know, whatever the topic may be, whether it's relationships, you know, whether it's about maybe finances, you know, some things that you want to know, maybe you can get the discussion going, and maybe we can also find some people who really are knowledgeable about that topic and get them on here as well to inform you about different things, whether you are wanting to go back to school and you don't know what you want to go back to school for, the whole process of it. Let us know so we can definitely inform you on the right steps to take as well. Not only that, but if you're an artist yourself and you're looking for a platform, you're looking for exposure, you're looking for promotions, things like that, do not hesitate to let me know about that as well. We can link up. You can hit me on all my social media. All my social media is Lyrical Forte, or you can also email me at lyricalforte@live.com. Or maybe even you yourself, you know, have kind of thought about being a radio show host, a podcaster, or, you know, anything in broadcast journalism. Maybe you thought about it and you want to kind of, you want to be a co-host. Then this is the platform for you. We want to give you that opportunity. So you can also, if you would like to be a co-host on the show, you can also hit me up on all my social media, as well as link up with me on my email as well. And again, that is lyricalforte@live.com. But with no further ado, man, we're going to keep things going. We have another call on the line with the last four digits of 6499. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
And who am I speaking with tonight?
Tanisha.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Man, I can't complain. Man, I appreciate you calling in tonight.
All right, I remember this time.
That's what's up. Make sure you catch us every Tuesday now.
I got you.
Are you going to make the mic nice for us tonight?
You already know.
That's what's up. Hey, well, whenever you're ready, make the mic nice.
All right. The truth is, this nation is dishonest. Some little girl is in foster homes and don't know who her mom is. The truth is, some little boy's dad is telling him to hold a gun. Stay here on the block, they shoot and you run. Truth is, our African kids go missing. While black brothers fight and get killed being the next statistic. Truth is, I get hated for being black, hated for having a spoken mind, hated for wanting justice and taking back everything that's mine. Truth is, we all feel divided as a nation. With different skin tones, but everybody's being hated. Truth is, we all saw or heard of a murder yesterday. Camera phones and videos is all you see today. Truth is, social media is just honest, showing our black men with their pants low and our young ladies pop out kids. Truth is, they said, Kenesha, you'll never be nobody. But me, Kenesha Wilson, I am somebody. Truth is, men taking interest in little girls. They grow up to become strippers because daddy was never there. Truth is, I get judged by the color of my skin, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I wear my black hair. But little do they know I am somebody. Truth is, they taking away all my black brothers and sisters. But today I'm here to say I am somebody. Truth is, I'm a black girl with a big dream and a major goal. This is me. I am somebody.
Wow. Man, what made you write that piece?
Well, actually, I was sitting here just thinking about, you know, all the wrong things that's going on in the world today, all the murders, the killing, you know, just all the stuff that's going on today, you know, put me in a position to write this, to write those words the way I wrote it.
Yeah. And if you don't mind, tell the listeners how old you are.
I'm 19. I'll be 20 in December.
That's what's up. Well, you know, you definitely have a passion to write, and we definitely want you to continue to share with us here on Mike Nights.
Absolutely.
This is up. And if you don't care, if you would like to network with some people, tell them how they can network with you on your social media.
They can connect with me on Facebook at Kenesha Wilson, Instagram. It's Kenesha with four A's. It's spelled KYNESHIAAAA. That's Instagram. It's connect with me on Facebook at Kenesha, KYNESHIA. Wilson, Wilson, or, you know, my number, 256-600-6499.
Well, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm sorry.
I have email, too. They can email me at kenesha.wilson@yahoo.com.
Cool deal, cool deal. Well, we definitely look forward to you making the Mike Nice again here on Mike Nice.
Most definitely.
Appreciate it. And everybody give it up for Miss Kenesha, man. 19 years old. What a nice piece. Truth is, man. It is a lot of stuff going on, man. Even when you think about the killing, the Facebook killing that happened on Easter Sunday, man. So, you know, so tragic. And it's definitely a underlining problem in there, man, especially for, you know, the African American community. Mental illness is really big, really big. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that. I'm going to give you a little information on that. But we'll be right back, man. Listen to this piece. Ladies, Know Your Worth.
Ladies, Know Your Worth and Out of Life Want More. Know that your worth doesn't lie between your legs, and instead, let me dive deep into your mind and find out who you really are. Lady, I think it's time that you know your worth. Stop sighing and crying and allowing yourselves to be treated like dirt. Stop casually giving him the audacity to call you out your name like he named you at birth. On nights like this, I wish there were a poem I can fix. Every lady's heart that has been broken physically, mentally, and emotionally. Bring old girl who's tired of getting the cold shoulder to come closer to me. Actions speak louder than words, so we've heard, but he keeps giving you these action verbs with no actions. So he comes and leaves, and you let him be while he's getting the satisfaction. And your so-called relationship is like a bad bootleg, and he's setting the caption. See, the picture and voices aren't matching. His lies fly higher than birds, and his action verbs without actions are redundant. Talk is cheap, but you let every spontaneous hello, each sudden goodbye, each in the moment I love you and bittersweet nothing be pondered for the exchange of your brain and your heart. He comes and leaves in light your speed while you're still trying to find yourself in the dark. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This poem right here is for the young teenage girls who think it's cute to be pregnant. This poem right here is for the young teenage girls who are persuaded to have sex because it's the only way they know how to be accepted. STD infected. Came from a broken home, so they relied on the streets to correct it. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This poem right here is for the single parent mamas, the ones that work two jobs and go to school so her babies can see commas. Pay for vacations in the summer. She brings home the bread and the bacon. She's the family runner. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This poem right here is for the young teenage girls who look in the mirror to stop and stare. This poem right here is for the young teenage girls who are attracted to older men and fill in that void because, see, her father was never there. Dealt a bad hand, she feels like life isn't fair. But grandmama kept her going to church on Sunday, so she knew that God would not put more on her than she could bear. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. This poem right here is for the young teenage girls who feel like they are always no good, Mr. Wrong Bound, because every time she gives her heart to a guy, that's when he wants to clown. But don't look for Mr. Good, Mr. Bad, Mr. Perfect. Look for Mr. Worth It to be found. But since she doesn't know the difference between any of them, when a good guy comes along, she backs down. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth. You are a princess destined to be a queen even before your birth. But before you can love anyone else, you have to love yourself first. But so many people blinded by love, they still blame it on the Adam and Eve curse. Ladies, you are past sexy and beyond beautiful. So stop going for the typical. Stop going for the usual. Make sure that the feelings are mutual. Whether you're his main thing or his sure thing, make sure that the status is undisputable. Stop going for being number one and be the only one. Don't get cocky, but tell him like he came, another man can come. Ladies, I think it's time that you know your worth.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And again, I appreciate y'all tuning in on the first show of Mike Nice Return, man. And again, thank you, Kanisha, for calling in and sharing that peace, truth, deals. And it made me think about, you know, this Facebook killer and, you know, him really having a mental issue. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, African-Americans, we have a big outcry for it. When it comes to mental illness, you know, and it's very important that we seek help and we really take it serious. You know, I'm just going to give you a couple statistics here from NAMI and Mental Health of America.net. It says that 13.2% of the U.S. population identifies as Black or African American, and of those, over 16% has had a diagnosable mental illness in the past year. That makes over 6.8 million people who have had, who has been diagnosed with a mental health in the past year. And it also says that African Americans are 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems than the general population. Some of the common mental health disorders among African Americans include major depression, ADHD, suicide among African American men, PTSD as well, because African Americans are more likely to be victims of violent crimes. You know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, come in about it on Facebook and, you know, different social media platforms about, you know, they were glad that, you know, he killed himself and, you know, he deserved it and things like that. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't at all, him having a mental illness doesn't at all excuse what he done and his behavior. But, you know, it's so important that we don't even get to that point where, you know, when people are crying out and they feel like they have not been helped, that they take things in their own hands and do things like that, man. So it's very important for us as African Americans in our community that we seek help. And, you know, there are different reasons that prevent us as African Americans from seeking help or seeking treatment and quality care. A lot of times it's lack of information or misunderstanding about mental health. A lot of times we don't want to be considered crazy or we don't want to, you know, people to think anything is wrong with us and things like that. And, you know, in our community, many people misunderstand what a mental health condition is, or we don't even like to talk about this topic. The lack of knowledge leads to many to believe that a mental health condition is a personal weakness or some sort of punishment from God. African Americans may be reluctant to discuss mental health issues and seek treatment because of the shame and stigma associated with this condition. You know, and because of the lack of information about mental health, it's also not clear at all, you know, whether or where they can find help when they may need it. Unfortunately, you know, it's great that right here where I'm from, we have, you know, a mental health center. And, you know, if you are not familiar or not, you know, aware of any help that you might receive, it's important that you get the right help, whether you call. There's also a national suicide hotline. There's ways of Googling information. And, you know, a lot of times as well, what keeps people of color from, you know, really, you know, getting help and seeking help is even our faith, spirituality, and, you know, community. Sometimes, you know, people feel like, you know, just praying about it sometimes might help, but, you know, sometimes you really have to seek professional help, you know. And, you know, a lot of times we rely on family, community, and faith support, but you also need, again, to seek professional help. It's okay to pray about it. It's okay to go to church. It's okay to do these things. But at the same time, we definitely need to be able to seek professional help. You know, and only about 1/4 of African Americans seek mental health compared to 40% of whites. Some of those reasons are distrust and misdiagnosis. I know that you have heard of a lot of people, you know, young people being misdiagnosed with certain illnesses, and that right there serves as a distrust. And because of, you know, being misdiagnosed in the past and, you know, them having to take all these medicines and stuff, that can sometimes make it worse. You know, I think it's crazy when I hear a commercial about depression. It's a medicine that is supposed to treat depression, right? And then you also hear at the same time that one of the side effects is it can cause deeper depression. And it's like, you know, like, really? Like, why take something that's supposed to help you, but, you know, in reality, it can actually hurt you even worse, you know? Also, socioeconomic factors play a part, too, and can make treatment options less available to African Americans also. 19% of African Americans in 2012 had no form of health insurance. And, you know, the Affordable Care Act has made that easier and more affordable to get insurance. But, you know, it's crazy. It's so important that you pay attention to what's going on in the news. I mean, think about it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they were going to appeal that, you know, repeal that. So, you know, it's very important to stay informed, you know. And also, there are also a lack of people that look like us as mental health professionals. There's a lack of African-American mental health professionals. Only 3.7% of members in the American Psychiatric Association, and only 1.5% of members, you know, that are in the Psychological Association are African-American, you know. And again, you know, we talked about how medicines are, you know, becoming, you know, even more, you know, dangerous because of the negative side effects and the decreased likelihood of, you know, actually being able to stick with that treatment. There's also providers' bias and inequality of care. You know, there are several reasons that, you know, just keeps African Americans from, you know, really seeking help. So, again, it's very important that you seek help and you find resources like NAMI. NAMI is a great resource, and NAMI stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness. Again, NAMI, National Alliance on mental illness. Make sure you check out their website, NAMI.org, to get more information about mental illness. So, hey, we can solve this problem. We can really, you know, battle it the right way. But check out this clip right here. We'll be right back at you. Welcome back to Mike Nights again. Thank you for each and every one of you who are tuned in tonight. Thank you for those who are listening in on Facebook Live, Periscope, as well as our blogtalkradio.com site, and also the call-in number as well. And hey, we still have time left in the show for you to get on and make the Mike Nights, man. So definitely don't hesitate to do so. Again, that calling number is right there on your screen, or if you're listening in on Blog Talk Radio, it's on your screen still as well. So make sure that you call in. That calling number is 646-668-8072. And we actually have a call on the line right now with the last four digits of 8178. You're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
I'm good. This is Katrina again.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you were able to call back in.
Yeah, I was still on. I had found a poem that I had wrote in my early 20s, so I got to pull it out.
Cool deal. Well, hey, make the mic nice.
All right. You ready for me to share it with you?
I'm ready.
All righty. This is called If God Be For Me. And I wrote this in my early 20s. If God be for me, if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. As I look back over my life, God has truly delivered me from so much strife. His tender mercy freed me, and his loving kindness healed me. Through the disappointment, persecution, heartaches, and shattered dreams, God has kept my mind and always came on time. He protected me from death, suicide, and homicide. He showed me that love is the key, because God's love is what healed me. When I thought it had all got the best of me, God said, rest in me. God restored and healed wounds that were so deep that it made me leap for joy. For in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. He understood my tears and delivered me from my fears. He healed me from all the abuse, physical, verbal, sexual, and emotional abuse. I thought after all the abuse, I would be of no good use. But God delivered me from that low self-esteem and showed me that I am his queen. All darkness wants me to see is the pain, but God wants me to recognize the game and be on top of the game. As I look back at all the attacks, I think about the facts, and that no demon in hell can stop what God prevails. And the fact of the matter remains that God sustains, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. They shall be formed, but not one shall be able to stand, because that's God's command. If God be for me, he's more than the world against me.
Wow. Awesome piece. And you say you were 21 when you wrote that piece?
I'm not sure. I was in my early 20s.
Got you. Well, that was definitely worth the wait. We definitely appreciate you coming through and blazing the mic tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And we definitely hope to have you back on here as well.
Sure. We can send author Katrina on Periscope and Twitter. I'm hardly ever on Instagram, so I forget what my name was. I think it's Trina Miss G or something.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely. You're on Facebook as well?
Facebook is Patrina Goosby. That's P as in Paul, A-T-R-Y-N-A. Goosby, G-O-O-S-B-Y. Author Patrina Goosby is my author page, and then I just got a regular page as well.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll definitely make sure after the show as well that I put it out as well so people that would like to connect with you will be able to do so also.
Yeah, this is my poetry book I had. I published some years back. It's on Amazon. It's called My Silent Cry. And I have some other books there.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. We'll definitely check that out as well on Amazon. And what's the name of the book?
The book is called My Silent Cry. But I recently wrote a little short, like, novella, The Pain Was Not in Vain, that I had posted on there as well as my children's books that are in my pen name, Bella and Trella. That's B-E-L-L-A, Kentrella, K-E-N-T-R-E-L-L-A. And it's like poetry as well, just teaching them basic ABCs and forgiveness and apologizing, basic health tips and counting. So.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, actually, if you don't mind, if you would actually share your information onto my Facebook page as well, I'll make sure that I reshare so that other people can connect with you and also support you as well.
I appreciate that. I'll find you on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
And that right there was a great, great piece. Wow, wow. If you're just tuned into the show, I would like to also let you know that each and every week, if you're not able to tune in or listen to the show, catch us live streaming, you can always go back and catch the archives on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, or we also have a podcast as well. Just look up Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. But we're going to keep things going, man. We have about 35 minutes still left in the show, but we have a caller on the line with the last four digits of 2224. You're on the air.
What's up, Lyrical Forte? How goes it, brother?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Cool deal. Well, I'm so excited. I just actually saw your comment on Facebook, so I'm glad you were able to still come on and hop on.
Right, I had to plug it up real quick.
This is a well, if you don't mind, before you start, tell us about your experience last week at Pass the Mic.
It was really something, because I'll be headlining the next show.
I'm going
to be an open act, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
You need to come down there and hop on that mic.
Definitely. When will the next show be?
It will be May the 12th. It's a Friday. Starts at 7.
Okay. Cool deal. Well, I know you'll definitely be sharing it on Facebook as well, so we'll make sure that we keep our listeners tuned in to what's going on as well. But that's what's up. Awesome. Congrats.
I was so pleased to see the post that Mike Nice was going up today on a Tuesday,
yes.
Going up. And
I
wanted to call in and say thank you to you and to Mike Nice, because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now in my poetic career without y'all. Y'all helped me put my first book out, you know what I'm saying? Every week it gave me fuel to keep writing until it got done. And I just love it. So I had to hop on here and say thank you again.
Well, we appreciate you. Likewise, I mean, we You know, we like for, you know, spoken word artists like yourself to utilize this platform and, you know, just connect with other people and be a relationship. So, you know, it just works hand in hand, and, you know, we appreciate you utilizing this platform. And, you know, I was just thinking the other day, you know, I can remember when you called in and you shared your piece, That's Why the Church Pews Are Empty, and how
right.
It just, you know, manifested itself and, you know, just turned into a play. And, you know, each and every week you would drop these nuggets, you know, on this
right.
Food for thought. And, you know, it's just, it's a blessing all the way around. So we thank you as well.
It is. I wasn't planning on hopping on.
Gotcha.
But I can do a little something for you before I go.
Please do. It wouldn't be right if you didn't make the mic nice.
Okay. It's entitled I'm Me. It's kind of short, but it's to the point. You know how I do.
Got you.
No matter what life has dealt me, I'm still going to be me. Dreaming in real time, the fate, the call, the destiny. Through all the scams, drama, and trickery, guaranteed to see my image, the building of a legacy. Sink or swim, up the creek with no paddle. When it comes to me, I can go at this alone with no company. The difference between you and me, I'm on the move constantly. The devil don't want to see no good. In overtime, no chance to stomp on me. You need to know that bounce back from the bottom ain't easy, but bet I'll do it comfortably. I'm me, no matter what horse you rode in on or what title you decree. I'm me, so you can get your mouth off that. You can get your mouth off me. I am who I say I am, because that's the only way to be. For those of you that thought I just fell off, tourism station, next book and CD, 2017.
Oh, man. I just knew you had to blaze the mic, man.
Right. Look, tell me what you have coming up other than Mike Nice.
Mike Nice, well, right now, Mike Nice is really the only thing that's really going on this month. Now, I do have some events that's coming up next month as well, and I'll make sure that I put that out on all of my social media also.
Well, awesome. You know I'll be on here every week, whether I'm blazing it or not. I'll be on here supporting you because, like I said, without you and Mike Nice, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Well, thank you, and we definitely appreciate you, and definitely looking forward to that CD and book as well, and you know, just definitely continue to do what you do, you know, and we're looking forward to this tour as well.
Right, it's so time to get out of Gaston.
Got you. I definitely understand. I understand. You know. Same here, you know, just trying to get some things in order and go full force. And, you know, it's like, you know, so many people, you know you on this level, but it's different other levels that you want to reach and, you know, have people to hear what you say. And as the serum of truth, all you do is just speak truth because you're so powerful.
And I try my best to do that, and it has definitely paid off. When I tell you, I did not think, when I first started doing spoken word or sharing my poetry, that it could be where I'm at right now, where we're talking contracts and decimals.
Right,
I love
right.
It. I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring about, and I know it's nothing but greatness that's going to come from you.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you. Before you sign off, let the listeners know how that they can contact you or network with you as well.
Absolutely. I am on Facebook under Elizabeth Wincross, or my stage name. You can find me under the Serum of Truth. That's where I will put out my posts about shows and upcoming cities and things of that nature and plays and whatnot. I know I've been taking a little break, but you have to take a little break before you climb
yes.
to the next step.
Right.
So, but you can definitely hit me up on Facebook. My phone number is listed there. All that. You can contact me, email, all that good stuff listed on there.
Cool, dear. But thank you again for coming through and blazing the mic.
No problem. Anytime.
Appreciate it. That right there was the Serum of Truth, man. I'm telling you. If you thought that piece was something, man, you definitely have to catch her live and in action. So make sure that you network with us. Make sure that as soon as the show is over, I'm going to make sure that I get everyone's social media that has come on and blazed the mic so you can network with them if they have products. Things like that, so we can, you know, support one another, because that's what it's really all about. You know, prior to me actually having this platform, a mentor of mine, I look at her as a mentor, or as well as another mother also, Tam McDowell, Tam Jackson now, a.k.a. Simply Tam. Was the host of Mike Nice. And just like for the Serum of Truth, Mike Nice was a platform for me to, you know, kind of get off the ground and, you know, showcase my talent and, you know, network with other people. And it had just really turned into a blessing. And, you know, I just kept my relationship with her. And, you know, I never really thought about radio. Of any kind, any sort. And one day, an opportunity just presented itself where Tim called me, and it was maybe an hour before the show, and said that she, you know, couldn't do the show that day, and she asked me if I would do it. And before I know it, I said yes, not really knowing what I was going to get myself into, because I had never done it. And, so I'm going through before the show, seeing how I'm going to do things, how this works. And to make a long story short, I loved it. I fell in love with it. And instead, it just came natural for me. And, you know, ever since then, you know, I guess I kind of developed a little passion for it. And so after that, maybe a month or so after that, if that, we started to kind of share Mike Nice. And we did this thing called Mike Nice, Nice Life. And so each and every, every other week I would host. And the weeks that I didn't host, she would host. And, you know, I just fell in love with it more. And just love networking with other people. And after that, maybe that summer, she asked me if I wanted to take over Mike Nice, and of course I said yes, and I did it for 2 years strong, and I really, really enjoyed it, being able to network from people, you know, all over. And shout out to Abigail, who's on Facebook Live right now. I appreciate you tuning in. But you know, after that, I just really, really enjoyed it, networking from people all across, you know, from Jinx the Poet in Compton, California, to people who are listening in to the archives all the way from Africa. And, you know, at school, I got real deep in school. I had to, you know, focus in on that more, and I didn't want to take away from either. And so I had to make the choice of kind of letting go of Mike Nice, or kind of pausing Mike Nice. And, you know, the past 2 years, people have been asking me when I was going to start it back up. And so I definitely had to bring it back. And finally has worked out, you know. And, you know, again, it's back and better than ever. So we definitely want people to, you know, utilize this platform. If you're an up-and-coming artist, if you are a boss of your own, if you have your own company, your own product, please let us know. We want other people to know about what you offer so we can get it out there. And, you know, stay tuned. We'll have giveaways. We're going to have different interviews, some artists that you may or may not know. If there's an artist that, you know, we need to keep an eye on, you know, let us know. Tell us about it so we can get them here on the show. But, you know, we're going to keep things going, man. We have about 23 minutes left in the show. You still have time to make the mic nice. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, it's 646-668-8072. 8072, and we're here every Tuesday starting at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And, hey, we look forward to seeing you make the mic nice. But, again, man, we're going to keep things going. I'm going to bring an old piece back by Prentice Powell. If you're not familiar with this artist, man, you definitely need to check him out. Again, Prentice Powell.
Please welcome friend of the show, Prentice Powell.
Arsenio, I'm tired of us always having to prove our love for our son. One of the biggest compliments I get a lot of times is how great of a father I am. I see pictures on the internet. People compliment you a lot because they see photos. And honestly, sometimes I want to tell people, don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Fun-loving daddy and son pictures on a Facebook page do not equate to instilling values into your child's development. And the fact that I'm black should be irrelevant when it comes to my ability to raise my son. My skin tone should not make me any better or worse when it comes to the paternal instinct. But because fathers like me are apparently extinct, I get extra praise. And for what? For doing what I'm supposed to do. From strangers. Strangers who don't know, when my son was born, I only got him from 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, went to the court to get more time, came back with 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, plus child support, fought for a year, had him for a year and a half, if not more, had him 50% of the time, if not more, only to lose him when he started school to summertime and rotating the holidays. So when you see me in the streets with my little one and want to say, it's so good seeing the father doing his job, spending that quality time, don't, because I ain't being robbed. Robbed of the greatest gift. Forced to live through pictures on an iPhone to recognize the touch of my lips more than they do my fingertips. And the smell of his lotion every day I rub into my skin, so when I smell myself, I think of him. Forced to live through memories that occur within the span of 1 week. Through occasional webcam chats with a child too young to speak back, so when he reaches for you through that camera, all you can say is, son, I miss you too. Or watching your son learn how to ride a bike via Skype at the hands of another man, and even though he is a good man and you are glad he's around, that man is not you. And not letting his mother know that all this is getting to you, so you get up to grab some tissue, because at all times, that distance of 3,117.4 miles can feel more like 3 million. Try dropping your son up at the airport with 3 teeth in his mouth, go 4 weeks without him, watch him come back with 5, and see if you don't beat yourself up for not being around during that time. So don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Try to convince a person that knows nothing about you that you are simply worthy of time. See thousands of people inspired by your story but still feel that you are getting nowhere. Have people motivated by the pain that sits right here every day inside of your chest, and that same pain being a reflection of the amount of love that you possess. I want you to imagine your newborn baby sleep. You're watching him. Try to get his sleep patterns down pat, praying to God you get it right, because you have one night and have to go 6 days until you get him back. Imagine being able to fly through this world doing what you love to do, but because of a court order, your son before the age of 1 has to fly twice a month, which may mean by the age of 2, he'll have more frequent fly miles than you. Try never spending a day in your life locked up in prison and still watch your child grow up primarily through photos. Learn about his milestones via text message or Facebook and see if you don't feel numb. So how can I smile when people tell me I'm such a good father when I feel like I'm not given enough time to actually be one? Raise your son without feeling like you're actually raising him. And I know everything in this world doesn't go the way we plan. I can accept that. All that's fine. I just don't understand how a man can be forced to pay half of daycare, half of medical expenses, food, clothes, water, but the same man that laid down to create that child is not automatically given half of the time. Something about that situation is not right. And when I'm done with this poem, I mean this. I don't care if any of you clap. I just want my praise, my kudos, my air, my earth, my water, my drive, my moon, my sun, my baby, my motivation, my son. I just want my chance. I just want my son, Justice Prentice Powell. I want my baby back. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Prentice Powell. I can't hear you. That's Prentice Powell.
very, very, very deep piece right there by Prentice Powell, man, a great spoken word artist. Make sure you check him out. Also, make sure you check out Strivers Rose, some awesome poets as well that do some great work as well. So make sure you check out Prentice Powell and the Strivers Rose. And that piece right there, it's like a whole other topic right there that we might have to jump on, because, you know, there's still an issue with, you know, single parent fathers, you know, and not only that, but, you know, dads, fathers who are trying to see their kids, and, you know, the whole struggle with that. But again, you know, that's not really a topic that me myself can really, you know, talk on or really shed light on, just only what I've, you know, seen on the outside, not on what I've seen in the inside. And it's really tough, man. I've seen some people that have really went through it firsthand. And I'm telling you, it's crazy. But, man, we still have about 17 minutes left in the show. So if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. That call-in number is on the bottom of your screen. If you are streaming with us on Facebook Live or Periscope. And I also just want to shout out Lulu the Rebel, as well as Arthur Petrina, who was on earlier, who's checking us out right now on Periscope. Again, we have so many ways that you can listen to this show now. If you're just tuning in, we do this every Tuesday starting at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. You can call in to that call-in number just to listen. You can call in to make the mic nice or get in on the discussion topics. And we're also, again, streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. All you do have to do is just look up Lyrical Forte, and you will be able to find him. If you want a co-host, if you're looking for promotions, if you're looking for, if you're looking for interviews, if you're looking to get your music or your spoken word pieces heard, then definitely send them to me or send your inquiries to lyricalforte@live.com. Again, that's lyricalforte@live.com. You can also link up with me on all of my social media. All of my social media is Lyrical Forte. You can also go to lyricalforte.com. Again, that's lyricalforte.com. And I'll have everything that I'm doing on there, whether it's events that I have, whether it's things with Mike Nice, whatever the case may be, everything will be on lyricalforte.com. And, man, we have had a great, great show so far. Man, I am truly blessed that each and every one of you have tuned in and joined us on this Tuesday as Mike Nice kicks off from a big hiatus from the past 2 years. We have finally brought Mike Nice back, and again, it's bigger and better than ever. And if you know someone who's an artist, if you know someone who's a business owner, whatever the case may be, whatever we can do to spotlight what they do, get them more followers, more people to support what they do, then this is the platform for them. And again, thank you so much, because I know this is going to be bigger and better. Again, we're back and we're better, so stay tuned. But check out this piece. I know that you know, people are getting ready to get their beach body on, so check out this piece that was at a TEDx conference.
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get this beach body that P90X, Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, Tyrese, Train songs, Matthew McConaughey, Beach Body. I'm trying to sweat in front of everybody.
Word.
They got the shorty with them Angelina Jolie lips to lick my torso. You got me looking like a wet chocolate. Look at my biceps.
They're kind of puny. They're kind of chunky.
But I've been working on them. We can be models. I could take off my shirt mad sexy.
I can stare at a camera intensely for 37 seconds straight and not blink.
I can bathe in baby oil.
I can run on the beach in slow motion.
I could catwalk down a runway in zebra panties.
I can't do that. Having a slow metabolism ruins everything. All my friends will be in tank tops, and I'll be in a hoodie. I'm good at zipping up my insecurities, thinking I can sweat them out.
I'm trying to get this beach body.
I'm too skinny. I guzzle junk food like my mouth's a garbage chute, but my intestines are allergic to trans fat. I want to be a flexing horse leg,
galloping beach sand into a red carpet.
Customized for me. To shrug the shoreside like a centaur on a conveyor belt.
I'm trying to get to this beach body,
but there is salvation in snack closets on licked plates of seconds at the bottom of a pint of ice cream.
I use Haagen-Dazs as a morphine cylinder
because she said my arms weren't strong enough to carry her. I think I'm weak. I think I'm fat.
I think I'm ugly. The beach is no place for a whale like me. For a minivan with its tank on E, I want to be Baywatch bearable, broken bottle cut. Have you seen my muscles and my scars?
You smell that?
That's macho moisture.
My hour-long workout routine consists of
5 minutes of push-ups on my bedroom floor, a denial mirror repelling my lanky limbs,
5 minutes of keeping my chin high over the bar of self-doubt,
10 minutes placing 100 pounds of failure on my chest so it becomes the elephant in the room,
10 minutes of jogging with ghosts, chuckling at my chunky thighs, and I'll smile, knowing I'll soon be able to fit into my old butt pants,
30 minutes thinking sweat is a masculinity cloak,
and I'm weary from trying to work out my rational fears, drown them in a puddle of perspiration, shove the imperfections I should be proud of underwater.
My galaxy truck.
My frizzy hair.
My funny shaped head.
The extra weight that kept me grounded.
The missing pounds that make me a kite flailing freely through the wind, not bound by muscle. So yes, I'm trying to get this beach body that
Channing Tatum,
David Beckham,
Al
Cool J, beach body.
But we're tired and exhausted from trying to be something we're not.
Hey, I'm trying to get that beach body too, but guess what? I've been saying that for the last 4 or 5 years, so maybe it's something that I'm not. Hey, but man, I really like that piece. It really speaks to, you know, how, you know, we're always trying to be something that may not just be us instead of just being happy with who we are now. You know, I know it's definitely important that we are at least healthy, you know. And, you know, the last couple of weeks when I'm trying to eat healthy, I can really tell the difference. You know, I'm more energetic. I'm, you know, I'm just, you know, I feel good. I'm not sluggish, things like that. So when I lose this weight, man, I'm not trying to be no Trey Songz or anything like that. I just want to be, you know, I want to be healthy, you know. As they say, when you look good, you feel good. So, but what an awesome piece right there, Beach Body. Again, thank you, each and every one of you who have tuned in till today. And, man, we're going to keep things going right here on Mike Nice. Again, catch us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. And hey, we look forward to having you back each and every week for some great, great programming. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in right now. And check out this song, man. I really enjoy one of my favorite artists. Very dope artist, BJ the Chicago Kid. If you have not heard his music, you definitely need to check him out. But here's his song called Jeremiah/World Needs Love. Man, thank you for each and every one of you who have tuned in to the first show of Mike Nice for 2017. Again, we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for those who blazed the mic, Kenesha, Serum of Truth, and Arthur Katrina. Man, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you catch us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you tell your mama, your cousin, your sister, your brother, your auntie, them, everybody. Make sure you let them know that we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 for the best of conscious music, spoken word, poetry, and topics, discussions, all that good stuff. And, you know, when I started to think about Mike Nice and bringing it back, and I thought that Tuesday would be the best day of the week to do it because not so much is going on, you know. Most shows are not on, good shows are not on Tuesdays. And at each of every show, we leave you with something uplifting and hoping that, you know, it can take you not only take you through to the rest of the day, but take you out through the rest of the week, you know, to uplift you. And so I just want to leave you with this, that no matter, you know, how you might feel, no matter if you know, things are not going well, just know that even if it doesn't look good, even if it doesn't look good, it's working for your good. Thank you, and we'll see you on the radio.
This is my season to reap what I for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning.
My direction.
In my direction,
cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.